Remain faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place. And awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky." The Gospel of the Lord. A friend of mine was studying at the University of Notre Dame a few years ago and said something I had never heard before. He maintained that the average age of world empires and kingdoms is roughly 400 years. Have you ever heard that before? Of course, some empires endure longer, and others were of shorter duration. Just like human beings have an average life expectancy of 80 or 90 years. Sorry to scare any of you who are close to 90. So too, human kingdoms, empires, civilizations have life expectancies. Although what I found fascinating was not how long empires last, but rather that all empires eventually end. They don't last forever. A further interesting fact is that during the lifetime of every empire, the citizens always thought their particular kingdom would never end. How many Americans today can imagine a time when the United States will end and be replaced by some other superpower in the world? To most Americans, myself included, that seems impossible. And yet, every great kingdom that came before the United States, the Greek Empire, the Roman Empire, the Ottoman Empire, etc., all thought exactly the same thing. Our civilization will never end, but rather endure into eternity. If my fighting Irish friend is correct, our American Empire, which has been around a little over 200 years, has reached its zenith. And therefore, we have begun our steady descent to our death. Just like human beings like to deny that we will die, and so we invent things like Viagra, so too civilizations all deny they will die. But die they do. No human empire is eternal. Our scriptures today also argue for the rise and the fall of empires, just like my friend from Notre Dame asserted. The prophet Daniel interprets a dream for King Nebuchadnezzar, which was a succession of kingdoms that would follow his, symbolized by a statue made of various materials. The Babylonians were the golden head of the statue, who would be replaced by the Persians, symbolized by silver, who would then later be succeeded by the Greeks under Alexander the Great, the bronze belly and the thighs, which would in turn be conquered by the Romans, the legs and the feet of iron and clay. But all these human kingdoms would ultimately be destroyed by an unearthly kingdom, the kingdom of God, symbolized by a stone which was hewn from a mountain without a human hand being put to it. In other words, the final kingdom is not made by human hands that fashion gold, silver, bronze, or iron, but by God's hand that shapes and fashions the whole world and everything that's in it. Daniel, of course, is predicting the coming of Christ, a stone rejected by the builders, but becoming the cornerstone, as it says in Luke chapter 20, verse 17. But Daniel's point, I believe, was deeper than to interpret the dream. He was saying what my fighting Irish friend was saying. Every empire ends. Even the greatest go the way of the dodo bird to extinction. But do you think that the Babylonians or the Persians or the Greeks or the Romans or the Americans thought that their civilization would ever end? Of course not. We all deny we will die, both individual human beings as well as collective human civilizations. My friends, we are so blessed to live in the United States of America and to live in the time of her life cycle that we do. Arguably, we are standing at the apex of the American empire. We feel the euphoria of Nebuchadnezzar at the height of the Babylonian empire. And we may feel that our empire will last forever. But we hear Daniel's voice today in my friend from Notre Dame, just like Nebuchadnezzar heard it in his day from the young Jewish exile, saying, "This won't last." Instead, put your eggs in the basket of the eternal empire, not made by hands. That is, put your faith and trust in the kingdom of God, established by Jesus Christ, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, the hand of God, and not by human intervention. In other words, the only eternal empire is the church, established by the hand of God in Jesus Christ, the cornerstone, and built upon Peter, the rock, and placed firmly on the foundation of the 12 apostles. And how long has the Catholic Church lasted? Not 200 years, not 400 years, but 2,000 years. And she is still going strong. Why? Well, because the church is not a human kingdom, but rather the kingdom of God. And she will endure until her king returns in glory. Praised be.
Jesus Christ.